The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, let's rock and roll, let's rock and roll. You know, my people on Facebook Live are going to let me know if they can hear us okay. But welcome to The Grind. We have a Facebook Live edition. If you're not looking at us on Facebook Live right now, and you would like to, it's not like we got the prettiest faces in the world, but, you know, chime in, Nathan McCray on Facebook, and let Pam say, my face is pretty.
Right.
Nathan McCray on Facebook, and you can see us on Facebook Live. Go ahead and share this out. Share the Facebook Live out. Share the phone number out, 678-744-6188. Or, you know, go ahead and log into, if you're sitting at your desk, you want to log into your computer, log into the Grind, the blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101, and you'll be able to be on live with us there as well. So, you know, this Facebook Live edition of The Grind is all about what, Pam?
Relationships.
The good, the bad, the ugly. Did you eat my orange?
No, I didn't eat the orange.
Oh, she's trying to hide my orange, y'all, so you eat my orange. See, that's the thing about marriage. You got to share a lot of stuff, you know. But the good, the bad, and the ugly, man, of relationships, you know, the gloves are off, you know. I'm eating breakfast this morning. You eat something?
No, I only had my coffee.
See?
He bought him a banana, but he didn't think about me. This is what happened at 28 years.
I bought you the orange. See, that's called recovery. See, so man, look, we're gonna have some fun today. The gloves are off. You know, we've been married for how long? For 28 years, y'all. See, you think I knew that? For 28 years, and man, it's been a ride. You know, there's been a lot of good. You know,
yes.
there's always challenges. For those of you that know us, if you think we have the perfect relationship, I hate to disappoint you.
Not.
Because we do not. So we have challenges like everybody else. We have disagreement like everybody else, but we don't have arguments.
No, we don't argue.
Mm-mm. I believe that's the one of the things that we stopped a long time ago.
Now, we used to argue. Don't get it wrong.
When we first got married.
When we first got married. Woo! Yes.
You have to. When you first get married, one of the things that you give up is some of your space. You give up some of your space mentally and physically.
That's the truth. You got to allow somebody else to come into that space.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I didn't know how to handle that. I was like, this woman wants to be around me all the time. And I didn't know how to handle it. But, you know, as time went on, I really started to realize that, you know, it was a blessing that she wanted to be around me all the time. Let me make sure this phone is charging, guys, because I don't think it is.
I don't know if you can look at that. Is it plugged in?
It is, but nonetheless. Can you grab me a charger? One of those, I'm thinking. So I didn't know how to handle that at first. It was new to me. When you know, you wake up in the morning and somebody's there, and some of you may be going through this right now, but you know, you wake up in the morning, somebody's there. If you get up and you go to work, and that for me was kind of like, that was kind of like my escape. You know, I escaped to work during the day, but I love this woman. I'm like, I love this woman. You know, this is my ride or die. You know, I was in love with her, and I knew that we had the right chemistry. I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her, you know. But my escape was my job, me leaving and going, you know, in the military, I leave and go. And, you know, they always say that distance makes the heart grow fonder or something like that, whatever the quote is. And that's true. You go to work every day and you miss that person. You know, and then you come home and voila, they're there. No, we need the box.
I got it.
Okay. And you go home and they're there. And it's like, oh man, it's great to see you, you know, and you miss that person. But what about the family or the couples that are self-employed, that work with one another every day? And you know, there is no escape. Not that you really want to escape from your spouse, but at the end of the day, everybody needs their space. And I had to learn how to, deal with that. You know, I had to learn how to understand that, you know what, it was a blessing for me to have a wife that wanted to be around me more than she wanted to be around, quote unquote, friends, and more than she wanted to hang out and things of that nature. And I got to tell you, over the course of 28 years, that hasn't changed, you know. And I think that, you know, that's one of the things that help keep us, you know, together is, you know, when you know from a male perspective, all right, fellas out there, if you have a woman that still wants to be around you, then you must be doing something right. But if she don't want to be around you, newsflash.
That's a problem.
You know, but you know, one of the things we want to talk about this morning is paying attention. You know, you got to pay attention to the different signs. And we're gonna pay. I'm gonna try to pay attention to some of y'all comments as well on Facebook Live too, so we can address some of this stuff. But my husband and I have been working together in the office for 27 years. That's a long time.
Wow.
We ain't been working together for that long. But
no.
Nonetheless, you know, we want to talk about the right ingredients to a relationship, you know, this morning. And I believe that relationships are more than just the traditional cookie cutter, you know, type relationships that people are, quote unquote, a part of these days. You know, everybody has this perception of what they feel the perfect relationship is. There is no such animal. There is no such thing as a perfect relationship. And you need to know that when you want to get married or be in a committed relationship with someone, then you have to understand that there is going to take a lot of work. And, you know, y'all know me. I'm not that person to sugarcoat anything because I'd rather hurt your feelings than harm your future. You know, so having a future with somebody and having what they call a meaningful, lasting relationship is all about, you know, the right ingredients. And, you know, I know that paying attention is one of those ingredients, you know.
Definitely. I mean, you have to pay attention because if you're not paying attention, then what ends up happening is that you're not even letting the person, you know that you even care. So you have to pay attention to the little signs because I know that even around our household, you don't have to say much. I know I can tell just from facial
expression. I'm action.
You know, and you got to be able to know and feel exactly how the other person is and what's going on with them. It's not something that needs to be said. But as the relationship grows, you just kind of are able to feed off of the vibes and to know exactly what's right and what's wrong. And that's when you know that everything is really growing in a relationship. Because like with you, you don't have to say anything. I don't have to say anything, but we're able to identify where we are.
Yeah.
Right, through the body language. And if we're not paying attention, then guess what? We don't even see or recognize the body language. And sometimes in when you're in the busyness of life, and especially when you may be working a full-time job and then you're building a business part-time, and some of you guys may be out there building businesses full-time, it's a lot. Which means that you got to find that balance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy. And I know for me, you know, being the wife, the mother, that's been one of the biggest challenges because I went from a stay-at-home mom who was, you know, able to do whatever, just wake up and, you know, take care of the kids, cook dinner, truly, you know, just that Molly the housewife as I was always called. But that was me. And so then to all of a sudden – have you know, God just to be able to bless us, and now we're building a business together, a global business with an amazing team, and that was a lot for me to grab onto and to be able to keep that balance. And so I had to recognize that there were many times in which I wasn't paying attention.
Right.
Okay, I needed to slow down just a little bit to pay attention to understand that, hey, first and foremost, God first, my family, my husband, my relationship. Not just with my husband, but my relationship with my children, and then the business. And that's the one thing that we got to make sure that we're doing, because if we don't pay attention, we'll look up, and the very why, the very reason, the very love, everything will end up, you know, beginning to not be the same. And so paying attention is very key. Mm-hmm. And when you line things up and you do things in the way God has it to operate in a relationship, and in life in general, then, you know, it'll be a win-win situation.
So, I mean, yes, what profits a man to gain the world and lose his soul?
Absolutely.
You know, what profits him to gain the world? So we work hard for the people that are in our family. Typically, that's what a lot of people's why is. You know,
right.
is your people in your family, or you may want to do something material, and that's fine. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you have to keep everything in perspective.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, even with, you know, like Pam knows with me, let's just be practical. With me, I can compromise. I can give and I can be very understanding. But, you know, let me, you know, talk to the ladies and the guys. You know, when a person compromises, you have to see that as a win for you. When they compromise some aspect of what they have, that's sacrifice. You know, and small compromises is necessary in marriage. But when you ask a person to continually compromise and to continually sacrifice, that means you become a taker.
Right.
So you have to understand and be grateful for the sacrifice that person is giving you, not say, you know what, well, they understand, you know, because I can tell you right now. Yeah, Pam can get very, very caught up in building TLC. All right. Very, very caught up in it. And I can be very understanding. Let's just be real. Let's be practical. I can be very, very understanding of that. But the more understanding I am, you know, there are moments during our relationship and this business that, you know, the more understanding Pam will be like, well, you know, he understands. I'm just going to do this. And then after a while, my body language, and ladies, y'all may be going through some of this in your business right now. Okay, so pay attention. You know, so after a while, my body, here, write it down, Zaria. Right. So right now, you know, my body language would change. You know, I wouldn't say as much. I would become, and this is me, I would become compartmentalized. And when you compartmentalize things and you hold those things in, then it's not healthy for you.
Right.
You know, so, and then all of a sudden there becomes that breaking point, and then what was I thought to be good becomes real bad real quick. So you have to pay attention to the warning signs that your spouse is giving you in your relationship. Things don't just die down because that's how it's supposed to be. You know, everything from sex to just spending time together to, you know, holding hands and cuddling and being around, wanting to be around. All of that stuff is normal relationship stuff, and it should never die down.
Never.
Should never dwindle.
Get better.
It should get better. And if it's not getting better in your relationship, the more you overlook it or deny it, the worse it's gonna get. And then comes that dreaded thing that happens. See, y'all have to understand. The gloves are off. I was supposed to have my gloves on, but the gloves are off. And
you need to get them
for you. No, I'm good. I'm I threw them off. So we're gonna just talk about the nitty gritty. You know, then comes the infidelity, because you're not, and this is men and women. If you're not paying attention to your spouse, guess what? There's always somebody else out there
that's willing
to give them that attention.
Absolutely.
And I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but here it is. You know, if you're not paying attention to your spouse, somebody else is. You know, and if you take advantage of them and not always take and not give, then that's never a good situation. So you got to pay attention.
Got to pay attention.
The warning signs are there. Take the warning signs and address them through communication.
Right.
Communication.
That's a part of
paying attention. Exactly. Communication.
And communicating, because, you know, in a relationship, if that communication piece is missing, you know, a lot of times people ask, okay, well, what did you do? You know, 28 years of marriage, and y'all actually still like each other. Y'all really love each other, you know. And it's the truth then. And I feel like, I feel like because we've been together for so long, our relationship with every day, our love just grows stronger and stronger and gets better and better because of the fact that, number one, the foundation of our relationship was love. And it wasn't money. Nate and I didn't have anything when we got married.
Not a dime.
Right? We always said we didn't have
I was on a military salary.
Right.
Which was,
we didn't have two nickels to rub
just
together.
Like being poor.
And
y'all know what I'm talking about in the military. Just like being poor.
Right. And so therefore the foundation was love, but then communication was everything. So we communicated about every single thing. Therefore, there was no rifts. And I mean, let me say there weren't any rifts, because we did in the beginning, absolutely, communication. We were learning how to communicate. So you got to know and understand that in a relationship, that it's going to grow. It's only going to get better. And there's going to be some times in which, you know, there's going to be a lot of challenges. But why did the bankruptcies and the repossessions and everything that we went through in life not tear us apart? Because one of the things that tear apart a relationship, you know, one of them besides sex, and is finances. And so finances didn't tear us apart. Instead, it brought us together. It brought our bonds even closer because of the fact that we communicated.
But why though? I mean, because there was communication, but there's something that happened in the beginning of our relationship that really is the cornerstone. And we talk about it all the time in the business that we're in. And we always talk about make a decision.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people, when they start their relationship, they have an exit strategy already.
Right.
They have an exit plan.
That's true.
We never had an exit
plan. Wasn't an option.
We didn't, you know, when we got married, we were young. I mean, I was 20 and you were 19. I mean, so when people look at us, they say, well, you guys get married when y'all were babies? You know, we got married young. And all we knew is that we loved one another and we had a chemistry. Opposites definitely attract because we're completely opposite.
Completely opposite. Just like Nate peeled this orange, I'm going to eat it. See, he peeled it and I eat it. So
she won't eat fruit.
I don't like the peel.
She don't eat it because she don't want to peel
it. When he peels these oranges, I eat them. So
it's like seafood with crab legs. She don't want to eat the crab. She's like, I don't want the crab legs, but as soon as I crack it, she's like, hey, can I get that?
Absolutely.
See, those are those small compromises that you make. And it's okay, you know, that you make those compromises, because when you know a person and you learn that person and you love them, you don't mind making small compromises. Compromises shouldn't change the fabric or the being of who you are. But compromises should be small and subtle. If a person's asking you to compromise continually on a large scale, then you got to step back and reevaluate, you know, that relationship. You know, so we made a decision in the very beginning that we were going to be together for the rest of our lives. When you make that decision, you also make a decision that I'm going to make it work.
Right.
You know, no matter what, through the good, through the bad, you know, then I'm gonna make it work. And that's what we did. And you have to keep your relationship spicy. There's always the trust. There's the respect. I mean, there's all of the normal things that you have to give a person, not just in a relationship, but just in life,
right,
in general. But you have to, there's certain things that you look to do in a relationship. One of them is definitely, in order to keep your relationship spicy, guys, you have to keep it fun. I don't care what it is you're doing.
Fun.
Yeah, man, I don't care what it is. And let's just be real, because this is the realest show ever. And, you know, unscripted conversation.
We have a lot of fun being with each other.
And that's
hours,
it. 24 hours a day.
Fun, you know? Right?
So it is, you know, when we look at each other, does Pam get on my nerves sometimes? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Do I get on her nerves sometimes, man? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We both get on each other's nerves sometimes because, you know, I have ideas and Pam has ideas, you know, but we both have to know the strengths and the challenges that we have. And that's that, you know, I yield when there's something that Pam is more versed in than me. You know, she yields when there's something that I'm more versed in than her. So it's that balance that you have to have as a couple and as business partners. But in all of that, throughout all of that, guys, you got to have fun, because there are people that just tolerate one another.
Mm.
And everybody wants to...
We
want
to live like that.
Yeah. Everybody want to grow old together.
No, sir.
And have a long... they want to have a long-lasting relationship. But a lot of people are in relationships just because it's what they feel is expected.
Right.
Of them.
That's a horrible way to live.
Man. That's...
Yes.
I don't think...
That's
I can
a horrible
live that
way,
way
to live. To live your life for somebody else and to not be happy and to not have fun just because, that's a horrible way to live. I can even imagine that, because it's like we have one life to live. one life lived here on this earth, and to live it in a way in which, you know, you're unhappy and you're just staying just because, it just doesn't make any sense, because what you end up doing is not really allowing God to fulfill your purpose, you know, in your life, and to really be able to be the impact that He's called us to do. So that has to be a miserable situation.
And that's got to be together, because a lot of people get twisted when they get married and commit to somebody. They still want to live a single life, or they still want to live a separate life.
And
everybody understands that you don't want to lose your identity in a marriage. All right, let's just get that out there in the open. Never lose your identity, who you are, in a marriage, because if the person that married you didn't marry you for who you are, then it will never work.
That's right.
It will never last.
That's right.
Because, you'll lose your identity in someone else. And, you know, you can take Pam was a stay-at-home mom for how long? 17 years she was a stay-at-home mom. And I used to always tell her, you know, you have the toughest job of the two of us. Because you have to be here with these kids, our future, and you have to raise them. You have to make sure that things are right in the house while I go out and deal with a whole bunch of, I don't even call them what I want to call them, but a whole bunch of people with a whole bunch of different type mentalities, and you have to deal with those people out in the workplace. So I used to say, baby, your job is way more complex and better than mine. Yeah. So her purpose at that time was to understand that it was a blessing for her to be home with our kids. And, you know, did we struggle for that? Did we sacrifice? Man, absolutely. We were, for 17 years, we were on one income. So when you're two people with a family of four on one income, then
family of six,
you're right. Family of six on one income, it's challenging. And, you know, you can make a very healthy salary, but if you're not very frugal and a good steward of what you have, you'll end up squandering that, you know, kind of like we did.
Right.
And you'll be miserable for a while. But you have to, Pam's journey as a stay-at-home mom was a part of her journey. You know, it was a necessary part of who she was and part of her commitment, and we made that sacrifice. So now Pam is on this, you know, the second phase of her journey, and now she's able to go out and, you know, after successfully raising these kids and being that stay-at-home mom for them, now she was able to go out. She's able to go out and do some of the things that she wants to do.
But that was difficult for you, right?
And to let you go. I mean, absolutely. You get accustomed to somebody being home when you get there every day. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's real. You get accustomed to somebody being home and having dinner cooked for you, you know, every day. And I got to tell you, in the beginning, when she first really started doing it with Mark, and it was like 2.5-3 years ago almost, when she really started chiming in on it and say, hey, this thing just may work this time. When she really started chiming in on it, she was going all the time. And I was like, hey, now, wait a minute. You know, where's my food at, and where's my wife at, and hey man, these clothes aren't getting washed, and man, this house, what's up with this house, you know, and that was hard for me, you know, but I had to realize, you know, that, you know what, this woman made a sacrifice for 17 years to be at home and do these things. How dare I, you know, be upset because now I have to sacrifice. Now, all along, I already knew how to wash clothes and wash dishes and everything. We shared those responsibilities,
right.
You know, whenever I was home. I wasn't that husband that said, you know, you do this and I do that.
No.
Pam would tell you I was interchangeable. I could do everything except
right.
change them poopy diapers. I did eventually, but I ain't like them poopy diapers. but nonetheless, and Pam would tell you, I even taught her how to cut the lawn.
Yeah.
You know? She was out cutting the lawn.
Yes, I would cut the lawn, y'all,
mm-hmm.
for real. Put on little old raggedy sneakers,
yep.
Have green grass all up my leg. I
yep.
sure did cut the grass.
I said, we either both add value or we devalue. so I said, you got to learn to cut the grass if I'm going to learn to wash dishes and wash clothes. And that's what she did. You know, I said, hey, go wash your car. This was before we couldn't afford to go get our car washed.
Right.
We had to wash that thing in the driveway, you know, and she'd be like, my car needs to wash. I'd be like, get on out there and wash that thing then. You know, it was, you know, you got to be interchangeable. And that's one of the things in a relationship. People have these things. They feel, okay, what's your job and what's my job? And when a person is accustomed to doing something, you always got to learn, be able to flip-flop in that thing and be able to jump in and do it. And, you know, we tell our kids around here, we make them interchangeable as well. We teach them, you know, that there's nothing around the house that you shouldn't be able to do.
Right.
You know, so, you know,
wash your load of clothes.
Wash your load of clothes.
Fold them
up. You know, fold them up. They suck at folding, but, you know, it's a principle that they're learning. You know, they learn and they grow by doing, right? So, you know, having fun, vision, goals, growth, fun, all of that's the same. You can't have fun if you don't know really where you're going. You got to, first of all, have a plan.
For the plan.
Yeah, you got to have a plan. Some type of plan, some goals that you got to that you want to reach. And if you have vision, you have goals, then now once you have that stuff in place, now you have to take care of the other thing. Now you got to take care of the money piece.
Ooh.
See, that's a touchy part right there for people, because there's my money and then there's your money.
No, it's our money.
Right. But that's what y'all say.
people say,
but the traditional relationships back in the day was our. It was we, ours, you know, us. These days, like, this, my money, you make this money and I make that money. You pay the light bill, I'm going to pay the phone bill. You pay the mortgage, I'm going to pay the car note. What happens when she don't pay the light bill?
Right.
You just sit in the dark
right.
And say, I wish you'd have paid that light bill. I ain't paying it.
And you know what's crazy? Because I've had friends that literally have gone through that. And they're sitting at home and they're like, what? The lights just went off. Did he not?
This man ain't paid his light bill. Doggone it. Why not just list all of the bills that
right.
need to be paid? Okay. And I'm going to be honest with you. Let me give you guys a key ingredient to a successful relationship. If you cannot trust the person that you're with your money,
that's a problem.
That's a problem. Okay.
That's a big problem.
So you have to, as a couple, sit down and come to the realization that this is our money. Now, let me back up a little bit. There are some of you out there. There's a lot of people on this Facebook Live. Yeah, there are some of you out there that suck at money management. Let's just be real. Some of y'all suck at it. You think just because the money's in the bank, it's spendable. You know, you could be like somebody that I know that didn't really know. I'm not going to call no names, but didn't really know how a bank account works. And they figure if the bank sent me this card, there has to be money in the bank. So they would just go and... I said I wasn't going to call no names now. Don't get me in trouble. I ain't take the gloves off. But anyway, they thought that, you know, well, I got a car, I had money in the bank, you know, and that person sucked with money. So what did that spouse have to do? Challenges and strengths. So I don't even like to call them weaknesses. They're just challenges because I think people can get past them.
That's right.
You know,
absolutely.
But that spouse had to kind of cut that person off from the finances. So just for a season. And y'all have to communicate and say, hey, look, baby, you suck with money right now.
Right.
So we got to get better on this behalf. You just can't go out and spend. I see a lot of hearts coming up. So y'all obviously, you know, y'all obviously understand that this money thing is real, you know. and you got this money that is in the house, and you got to learn how to manage it as a couple.
Right.
You know, you can't put that on just one person and expect one person to do everything. All right, one person should manage the finances. All you do is spend the money. You tell that person, tell me when we ain't got no money that I can spend. No, man. It's called accountability. And you win it together to win, right? All right, I'm hoping that you guys, I don't know if there's anybody that really started a relationship that said, you know what, I'm going to start this relationship because I want it to fail. I know it's going to fail. Why
no.
do you even go into it?
No.
You started because
they wanted to work.
You wanted to work. And the money is a big piece.
It's a big piece.
Big piece. So if that person sucks with money, sit down and say, baby, you may not have to say it like that. You suck with money. But you say, baby, you know, you're a little challenging, you know, when it comes to budgeting. Let me put this budget together for us, and let me tell you what we have. Let me show you how to log into the account. And let me tell you what Pam and I do. We got an account, and we got a bill account. We got a personal account, bill account, and we have a business account. You have access to everything?
Account.
The savings account, of course. That goes without saying. You have access to all those accounts, right?
Absolutely.
I have access to all those accounts. I don't have any money squirreled away except, you know, the money that's in the safe or, you know, whatever. But there's no secrets. You know, she even knows how to get into the safe. There's, when you keep secrets with money, that's trust.
Yeah.
All right. And a lot of this is what people say, though. These people say, well, what if I want to buy him something? Or what if I want to buy her something and I don't want her to know? Oh, man. Come on. Let's just keep this thing 100, okay? If you want to buy somebody something, y'all both adults, all right? You both understand that, you know what? There's a limit, all right? And there's trust. Two things, limits and trust. Right. So if there's a limit that if Pam goes and starts spending money and I see the account and I look up and it's $500 missing. And I'm like, I'm going to expect her to tell me where that money went, you know, because that's accountability.
Right.
You know, and the same thing. But that's our limit. $500. If it's $500, she need to call and talk to me. If I want to spend $500 or more, I need to call and talk to her. I need to get that thing clear, all right? And that's accountability. That's not me bowing down to her or her bowing down to me. That's accountability. You have to have it in a relationship. When Pam leaves the house, Pam don't just get up, grab her keys, and walk out the door. When I leave the house, I don't just get up and then she comes, hey, where you at? Oh, man, I'm out of such and such. No, she knows where I'm going, all right? She knows what I'm doing. And she trusts me when I leave, and I trust her when I leave. See, trust is that big component
of
what we do, and it's communication. You know, when you're out and about, if you know that you're going to be out a while, then, you know, have some respect for your spouse and say, hey, baby, you know what? I'm going to be out here, you know, a little while longer. It's not that you're in jail, man. It's accountability. But if you're not doing nothing wrong, what does it matter?
Right.
You know, if you're not out doing something, I don't even get into that thing. I'm gonna let you
know, and honestly, and I feel some kind of way if I've been gone too long and I haven't heard from Nate. You know, like yesterday, right? I was at the doctor. I went to this doctor. Oh my gosh, this crazy doctor, this orthopedic for the accident. And my phone died. And I'm in this place and I'm sitting there. I literally waited for over 2 hours. I went to the counter. I said, listen, people, I am very busy. I don't have time for this. And so they're like, okay, we're going to move you next. Another 30 minutes before I got in there. And so my phone is dead for at least a little over an hour. No, nothing. Nate didn't check on me.
I checked on her during that hour when her phone was dead, y'all.
And I'm like, are you for real? So I called. When I finally got my phone back, when I finally got back to the car and I called him.
No,
I
called you.
Yeah, you called. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You called me?
Yeah, I called
you. Okay, you called me.
Remember?
Okay.
And you said I could have been dead.
I
said, oh.
I could have been up a creek somewhere. It's 3.5 hours later since you heard from me. When I left the house saying I'm going to the doctor. Did you really? But, I mean, it's because.
I trust her. I don't feel like I need to call and check up on her, you know, every hour to see where she is and who she's with and what she's doing. That's the level of comfort that I have that when she leaves the house, she's not doing anything crazy.
All right.
You know, if I got to check up on her all the time and see where she at and her every move, man, that's no way for me to live.
No,
and that's no way
for
her
to
live.
That's a lack of trust.
It's a lack of trust. And I've always been there. And when I called her, you know, I was calling her for something else. I was calling her to run an idea that I had by her. And she was so flustered because of what the people put her through. She was like, man, I could have been dead. And you ain't calling, check on me. She sounded like, what's that comedian that's on Netflix now? I can't remember. Y'all tell me this name on Facebook Live, the guy that left. The comedian that's got the biggest, he's got the biggest contract, the big, oh man, we missed the trash. Anyway, the biggest Netflix thing on Netflix, I can't remember his name, God, it'll come to me in a minute. But anyway, her voice got high and everything. And I was like, oh, man, I'm in trouble. I guess I should have called and checked on this woman, you know. But nonetheless, man, that's a it was a cat. Dave Chappelle, thank you, John. John Riley gave it to me. Dave Chappelle. She sounded like Dave Chappelle when she was talking to me, and I'm looking at the phone. I'm like, who is this? You know, what God? That she was frustrated, you know. But I was like, man, I don't normally call and check up on you every hour, but you know that day she wanted to call, wanted me to call and check up on her. So, but man, I mean that communication piece, that trust piece, that respect, that accountability, all of that's a part of a relationship. You know, but a lot of us want to be one-sided. You know, we want our spouse to be accountable to us.
We don't want to be accountable to the
You don't want to be accountable.
Right. That never works.
Never works.
Accountability works both ways. A relationship means you got to relate both ways.
You have to relate both ways. And but that's a part of what you sign up for. If you want a relationship, a long-lasting relationship, all of these are the ingredients that you have to put in your relationship. And if you're with the person that you want to quote unquote grow old with, then do you want to, you ask yourself, do you want to grow old with this person and just tolerate him or just,
right.
or have fun and
have
enjoy
fun.
It?
Right.
You know, I would assume that everybody wants to grow old and have fun and enjoy themselves, you know? So, you know, what are the three most important ingredients out of everything that we've talked about, parent, you know, what do you feel the three most important ingredients are for a long-lasting relationship? Just three, the three most important.
I would have to say God first.
Okay.
That's key.
Okay.
Trust and communication.
God first, trust and communication. Absolutely. I agree.
There's so many other components.
A lot of other ones.
But it starts with that.
Right. And I definitely, I think, it, you know, I don't want to say it goes without saying, but God is the cornerstone of what we do in terms of us staying together. Because you got to have some sort of a moral guideline. You got to have some sort of a blueprint that you follow. What's right and what's wrong. Everybody has to submit to something, something to say, okay, this is what's governing what we do. And we choose the Bible for that. So you've got God, you've got the trust, you've got communication, and I believe one of the most important things that we want to bring out on this show is fun.
Fun. Yeah, absolutely. See, all those components work together up underneath that umbrella. Because
right.
when you think about it, you know, God is the ultimate relationship. He's the creator of relationships. So you got to have that right standing relationship with him first, and then everything else lines up. And so when you have... When I say God first, trust and communication, that's gonna open the gateway to everything else. With the fun, with the sex life, with making sure the finances are running,
keeping the spice in,
with making sure we're paying attention, all of that, it all falls up underneath that umbrella.
Absolutely. But some of y'all have gotten stale and old and musty. Some of y'all relationships are so funky. I love that word. I'm just going to say it. So this is the realest show ever. So some of y'all relationships have gotten so funky and stagnant, and you don't know how to revive it.
Right.
You know, you sit back and you watch, you know, you got the same old boring routine that you had.
Oh, God.
You don't change anything.
Do something different.
You know, get out. Have some fun. That's one of the – you can get caught up in the rat race. Yeah, I mean, have a day. I mean, fortunately, Pam and I, we're able to joke around this house and have fun all the time. So every day seems like a date for us. So,
right.
you know, so we have a blast building this business together, you know. But some of you need to get out and do something different. Stop thinking that your relationship is so cookie cutter that you can't add a little spice in your relationship. You know, listen to, and the gloves are off, listen to what your spouse, you know, listen to what your spouse has to say about certain topics. And I'm going to say something. I'm gonna say something right here. I got to see some hearts, though. I need to see some hearts if y'all really want me to say some juicy stuff.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
The juicy stuff will come out if y'all give me some hearts. All right. Because, you know, I think the juicy stuff is what keeps the marriage going.
Yes.
All right. The juicy stuff. Come on. Give me some hearts, guys. Give me some hearts. I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't going to be the only person around here talking about the juicy stuff. No, I ain't taking all the L's. Okay. So, all right. That's what I'm talking about right there. Love the hearts. So let's talk about the juicy stuff. We got a little bit of time. All right. So everybody tap dances around certain aspects of a relationship, but I don't own a pair of tap dance shoes. I'm not a tap dancer.
You don't tap dance?
I don't tap dance. I'm that black and white dude. I'm that dude that's going to go from, you know, zero to 100. I'm going to skip all the gray stuff.
Real quick.
And I'm going to go right to it. So let's just get right into the juicy stuff. You know, relationships have to be fun. And that's what I want to bring out on this show today. All right. Some of you need to evaluate your relationship and check the pulse and understand that, you know what, man, my relationship is downright funky right now. Me and my husband, we don't have sex no more like we used to. We don't laugh with one another like we used to. We don't go out and do things like we used to, man, when we were friends. Some of y'all stop being friends with your spouse. And you get to a point to where that's just my husband. No, man, that's your friend. That's just my wife. No, man, that's your best friend. That's the person that you should be able to tell anything, okay? And understand that this is all about growth. But you have to put the spice back in your life. Sit down and communicate with your spouse and say, you know what? What do you like sexually? You know, if you've never done that in your relationship, then guess what? It's time. Sit down and say, you know what, let's have a conversation about sex. Let's talk about money, you know, and let's talk about, you know, what we can do to bridge this gap so that we can have some fun.
Right.
You know, and be open, you know, there's a limit to everything, but be open to, you know, what that person is saying, you know, from a financial perspective, all of that goes, and be open to what they're saying from, you know, from a sexual perspective as well. Guys, money and sex are the two things that tear relationships apart.
Yes.
And a lot of times people will skip over the sex piece because money is not abundant.
Mm.
Okay. So that's why money is so important. If you broke and you don't have no money, you can't budget, you can't manage money, there's money coming in the house, but you haven't made up your mind that you got to make sacrifices in certain areas to have some financial stability. If you haven't made up your mind with that, then everything else is going to be stale, because money is that thing in the very essence of it. Money is that thing that you need to have in your life. And you ain't got to have a lot of it. You just got to have control of it.
Right.
All right. And if you can't pay your bills, okay, if the repo man is looking for your car, you know, if the people calling your house and they want to, you know, ready to foreclose on you, you know, all you doing is going to church every Sunday and praying about it, but not doing nothing about it, you know, and all of this stuff is compounding, that's stress. Nobody can function sexually with that type of stress in their life. So there's an order. There's a hierarchy. You get your finances together. You ain't got to be a millionaire. You ain't got to even be rich. All you got to have is money that you have and be able to manage it as a couple.
That's true.
Okay.
You know, having that money and managing it is everything, because you can have all the money in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Millions in the bank, you know, billions in the bank. And if that relationship is not everything, you know, if you don't have that relationship on point, you can have all the money and be very, very unhappy. So, you know, you got to be able to balance it, to manage it, and to make sure that the relationships stay on point, because at the end of the day, money doesn't fix everything. Mm-hmm. You know, the key component is what type of relationships do you have in your life, not just from a spouse standpoint, but also from a hopefully that's coming back. Not just from a spouse standpoint, but just from relationships in general. You know, if you don't build solid, viable relationships and take the time to really put the energy into the relationships to make sure that you're having fun, to make sure that you're communicating, to make sure that you're creating that level of trust, then guess what? At the end of the day, you'll end up not having anything.
Right.
So, yes, the finances could stress it out. And having a lot of money and not paying attention and not doing everything that the key components of a relationship and what's necessary can do the same too. So, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, absolutely right. I mean, you're absolutely right. And hopefully, you know, you guys let us know if you can still see or at least hear us. We see this trying to reconnect on the Facebook Live. But one of the things that, you know, you definitely want to make sure that you pay attention to is that the money aspect. and you know, which spawns into, you know, the sexual aspect of it. And one more thing I want to bring out on this show this morning is when can you guys still somebody let me know if you we're frozen over here it looks
we're
like
frozen.
But can you at least hear us? Hopefully you can still
probably
hear
the
us.
Internet connection.
Yeah. Come back on. Nonetheless, hopefully I told you guys dial into the show, because you dial into the show, you could be hearing us as well. But one of the things I want to bring out before we end the show as well is the dynamics of a man and the dynamics of a woman. All right. You got to understand how God created man and how God created woman. All right.
Mm-hmm.
God created man. And hear me out on this, because, you know, I want you guys to get the full gist of this. God created man to be the stronger physically. OK. And he created man to be the quote unquote provider. All right. That was the original inception. And then there's evolution, there's growth. He created woman with certain features and certain things that she is very strong at. You know, she's very nurturing. She's very passionate. You know, that's why it's easier for, you know, that's why the woman is the person that actually bears the children, you know, and then she has that special bond with the kids that the man doesn't have.
Right.
And the man has a different type bond with the kids. But let me break this down for you guys, for all of you out there that are looking to have a meaningful, lasting relationship with the right person, okay? With the right person. If, ladies, if you are a strong black woman, strong white woman, a strong Latin woman, whatever it is, you're a strong woman, you have to understand the nature of the person that you're looking for, all right? My wife is a strong black woman, all right? But she is still submissive. She still shows me that she needs me, because we are a unit. And the way we function, we understand that, you know, the original plan and the vision that was put in place is there, and that plan was with both of us. If you have a football team and your original plan is with the quarterback that you have, your starting quarterback, and all of a sudden you only have one quarterback and that quarterback gets hurt, the plan is dead. Because nobody else can be the quarterback like the quarterback can be the quarterback.
Right.
It's a part of the plan. So the part of our plan is together. It ended anyway, so just hit finish and start it over. So the plan is for us to meet this vision together. All right? So that means, ladies, if you're out there and you're looking for a man, not that you're looking for him, but you're looking for God to send you the right person your way, or for you guys to cross paths. If that's what you're looking for, then you can be a boss. You can be a strong woman. But you still have to understand the essence of a man. If that man thinks that you don't need him, you got everything figured out, I don't need you, and I'm good by myself, then guess what? That's exactly what you will be for the rest of your life, by yourself. Or you'll get somebody that's looking to just be in it with you, just so you guys can both make some money. That's called having a roommate.
Right.
Okay? You paying money together, and you paying bills together with your check and my check. If you're waiting on the right man is never going to come as long as you don't, like, you appear to have everything together. You don't need anybody. Am I telling you to walk around like you're weak and dead? Absolutely not. But what I am telling you is that when you are cross paths with somebody that you feel may be the one, then you don't have to have everything figured out. Your demeanor changes to us and how, you know, we can figure this thing out
together.
You know, and the same for the men. Women look for you to be the person that that secures. If she's going to, you know, be submissive, then that means you have a responsibility not to take advantage of, you know, her submission, because submission is not a sign of weakness. Okay? Submission simply means that you submit to her, she submits to you, and you guys are trying to meet a common goal together. And that's what it's all about. Nobody's taking advantage of anybody being submissive in any way, shape, form, or fashion. So, guys, you have to make sure that you understand that that woman's still a strong woman, and she can still provide, you know, just like you. God didn't put woman on earth just to bear kids and clean the house.
No.
God put women on earth so that they can help us meet the vision, all right, not behind us, beside us. All right, and the last thing I'll say is that as a whole, the family unit, the responsibility of that family unit, guys, falls on the man. God gave that responsibility to the man, all right? So that means whatever goes wrong, whatever that woman does, whatever the children do, he is accountable for that. It means that you have to be on point, fellas. You got to be on point to make sure that you know what's right and what's wrong to guide your family, not dictate over them, but guide them. All right, be a gracious leader. Be the person that woman wants to submit to, and ladies, be the person, you know, that man wants to submit to as well. And you'll find that God will start to send people your way, and you start to see when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Mm.
And if you make up your mind that you're going to change the way you look at things and become more submissive, be a lady. Guys like ladies that are feminine, ladies that can be, you know, boss, as well as, you know, I still need a strong man in my life.
That's right.
You know,
that's what women want. Women want that strong man. They want that man that they're gonna feel secure. Women, we want security. We wanna know that everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be taken care of. And so when you have those components, you know, that line up all together, then that makes the perfect relationship, because they are. We as women expect things just like men expect things, and so. You don't want that man in your life who's just sitting back, you know, not concerned, not handling it, not getting it done. We want somebody to, you know, step in and to be that provider, to be that one that's going to say, you know, not just say everything gonna be okay, but to actually make it happen, to know that it's gonna be okay. And so, yeah, we need that. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, guys, look, I hope you guys have gotten something, you know, from this show today. You know, it's been an honor, man, having, you know, you guys on the show, chiming in on Facebook. I apologize that it flaked out on us. But nonetheless, guys, this is, you know, the grind, the realest show ever. Hopefully you guys, you know, gain some insight on your relationships during this show. Pam, thank you for jumping on, you know, the grind this morning.
Yes, and, the grind.
And helping us bridge some gaps this morning. So, guys, this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. You know, chime in, tell a friend. Bring a friend next time on Tuesday. The show will air again at 8 a.m., guys. So, you know, love you guys, and thank you all for chiming
in.
Thank
all right? you.
God bless.
God bless.
Just in case, I don't make it home tonight, baby. Just in case, I don't make it home tonight. Oh. Maybe. show. As your man, I've held your hand. Never letting go. Let you hold the keys to the left. We'll drive. Give you all you need and want as long as I'm alive. Even though the heavens are the world, I'll shine on all of you. This is what you never know. Oh, you're all I want. Even when I'm gone, love will carry on. Just that strong soul. My queen, so if something happens to me, there's something in me.